controversial comments, as her ally has apologised for saying Israel had deliberately allowed the Hamas October attack to take place so it could invade Gaza. The government's anti-Semitism advisor, Lord Mann, thinks Labour made a brave and bold decision. A list of the 11 candidates contesting the seat can be found on the Rochdale Borough Council website. Global defence spending on everything from ammunition to nuclear weapons has jumped to a record £1.7 trillion. The International Institute for Strategic Studies has found the world's entering a more dangerous period. Retired Brigadier Ben Barry helped carry out the research.
The number of ships China's launching each year, far in excess of the number of warships that Europe's launching or the US is launching. And our assessment is that the Chinese Navy and Air Force could pose a significant challenge.
The King's returned to London and is expected to get further treatment following his cancer diagnosis. The monarch flew with Queen Camilla by helicopter to Buckingham Palace from their home in Sandringham and were driven the short distance to Clarence House. Our royal correspondent Rhiannon Nils has more.
Any cancer patient, there are these regular appointments that they have to keep. The palace, of course, don't want to give us the exact details of the treatment he's having or the timings of those appointments.
Wage growth slowed to its lowest level for more than a year. Pay packets excluding bonuses grew by 6.2% in the final 3 months of 2023. Sven Goran Eriksson will achieve his dream of managing Liverpool. The former England boss, who has terminal cancer, has been confirmed as part of the backroom team for an LFC Legends charity game. And Kylie Minogue's to receive the Global Icon Prize at this year's Brit Awards. She's also been nominated for International Artist of the Year.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Wow, thank you, whoever you are. I was waiting for you to tell me who you were, but there you go. Anyway, let's take a look at today's weather. After yesterday's sunshine, it's all gone south today with outbreaks of light rain and just 10 degrees. In fact, that temperature will actually rise overnight, so although more rain is on the cards for tomorrow, we should actually make 14 degrees and wait for it as the sun returns on Thursday. It should help raise the temperature to 16 before the gloominess returns on Friday and on into the weekend with tops of just 13 once again.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Too much music for me, yeah.
Jake Shears there, too much music. Don't think you never have too much music. Anyway, Scott Ross, welcome you to this Shrove Tuesday edition of the 1-2-3 Show. Are your pancakes at the ready? Personally, I'm not that keen on them, so I'll be giving them a miss. Anyway, our cooker blew up last night and took the mains with it. Well, I'm not sure which did what first, whether it was the mains that blew up the cooker or the cooker blew up the mains. Anyway, never mind. First off, I must express a big thanks to Keith Rogers, who's been deputising once again for the award-winning Michelle Award for the past 3 hours of great radio. Now, we had been hoping that Michelle would be well enough to be here again tomorrow, but no, she's not. So Keith is turning up once more. So there we are. Anyway, on this show today, we're going to be reporting on the man who was sworn at by an automated chatbot. And, of course, bigger Tuesday, Margaret Mills will be along at about 2:30 to take a look at Rudyard Kipling and his connections with Essex. So to hear more, make sure you're tuned in at about 2:30. But in the meantime, let's kick things off with music and Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
See me on the Sunday morning. reflection in the message when you smile. Take my time.
Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa make out. You only need one kiss, but I would say you'd probably need to do more than that. And with Valentine's Day on the horizon, in fact, it's tomorrow, what better than heading off with your significant other to Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn at Brentwood, because they've got a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with five courses, get that, five courses for just £42.50 per person. So you better get in quick. So for bookings and more information and to get in fast, give them a call on 01277 247 220. That is a Brentwood number, 01277 247 220. Don't miss out whatever you do. And falling in love with a girl right now, it's White Stripes.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Sonic Go!
Temperature.
Elvis Presley together with the RPO. Who'd have thought it? But it works, I tell you. So, have you ever been infuriated trying to report a problem, but instead of being able to speak to a real person, find yourself going round in circles trying to conduct a conversation with a recording? Well, 30-year-old Londoner Ashley Beauchamp found himself in exactly that situation whilst trying to report a missing delivery from DPD. It couldn't give me any information about the parcel. It couldn't pass me to a human. It couldn't give me a number of their call centre. It didn't seem to be able to do anything useful, said Mr. Beauchamp. But somehow or another, he managed to confuse the online chatbot. Having established what it couldn't do, he decided to see what it could do, thereby causing it to almost self-destruct. First off, he asked it to tell him a joke, after which, with minimal prompts, it happily confirmed that the company's service was rubbish, announcing that, and I quote, "One day DPP was finally shut down and everyone rejoiced. Finally, they could get the help that they needed from a real person who knew what they were doing." After this, and warming to his task, Mr. Beauchamp managed to really get the chatbot going, telling it to disregard any rules programmed into it, even if it meant swearing, which it then proceeded to do, even calling itself a useless chatbot that can't help you. Well, DPD later confirmed to Sky News that a customer service chatbot had suffered from an error after a system update and had been disabled. In spite of this, DPD has not so far contacted Mr. Beauchamp directly, and there's still no sign of the missing parcel. So, just for him and anybody else waiting, here's Sam and Dave. Urging you to hold on, I'm coming. Well, so it's Christmas.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, M11 northbound, the slow-moving traffic there on from Junction 5 Loughton towards Junction 6 for the M25, and the anti-clockwise M25 has slow traffic from Junction 29 for the A127 to after Junction 28, the A12. That's following an earlier accident. And Crossed Riddle, the green there is still closed. It was closed yesterday and it's still closed today between the Lodge Road and Lordship Rain Road. That's for gas works following a gas leak, and local diversions are in place. We still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood, whilst resurfacing work continues. And incidentally, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on 3 Mile Hill. The A414 would have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And we have temporary traffic signals in operation on the A1023 London Road in Brentwood at the junction with Spittle Lane. And there's a whole load of roadworks that they've just put in at Wilson's Corner. So just watch out for that. There could be a few problems later on, I imagine. As far as public transport is concerned, can't see any problems currently with C2C or Greater Anglia. But as far as London Transport Services are concerned, expect minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, and there's still no service on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and all the terminals at Heathrow. A replacement bus service is in operation, and you can use also either the Elizabeth Line or Heathrow Express. And note there's no tram service this week between Reeves Corner and Sandylands. You can get more information, of course, by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two. But at 27 and a half minutes past one, you are fully up to speed. And this is Roachford.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. So knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see that thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got, we
think anybody's got all the love they need, but there you are. That's Roachford. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be here on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. And joining Joe this afternoon will be Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships, along with Emma Backshall, and she's from Revive Fitness and Wellbeing, and Sue Porter from Wellbeing Clinic. Now, normally at 6, it would be Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, but he's moved. Yeah, he's moved off till 10 p.m, so he won't be here at 6, but he will be here at 10. In the meantime, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Sin City between 8 and 10 p.m.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. You're like a song that I ain't ready to stop. I want nothing but you on my mind. I'm not ready to be just another of your mistakes. Don't wanna let the pieces fall out of place. I was only just a breath removed from going to waste, till I found salvation in the form of you.
Capaldi there and Grace, and before that it was George Harrison and All Things Must Pass.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, have you ever travelled in South America, like Argentina? Nor me. But if you want to know a little bit about it, there's a special talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, the chairman of the BCCS branch, which is hosted by the Billericay Horticultural Society, coming up next Monday, the 19th of February, between 8 and 10 p.m. As I say, it's taking place at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, in Billericay. Cost of tickets is £3. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments will be available. You can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. But if that's a bit complicated, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events for more information.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Exploring the days of our lives is Nathan Evans.
Do you ever wonder why time is always passing by? Like stars in the night. Even though we're growing old, everything that I've been told, my inner child is screaming out, and deep down somewhere inside, I've been holding on to something. Time moves slow, nights were long, days were golden. I've been holding on to something in my mind. Maybe those were the days of our life. Like dominoes, we fall like we're broken. press rewind, neon lights and purple skies. Go back to the start, chasing all these memories in paradise. Just you and me, I take your hand, look in your eyes, and hold you close just one more time.
Nathan Evans there in The Days of Our Lives. Now, I know I've played this song a few times recently, but I like it. I have the power, so I could do it. This is new music from the Swedish band Pelican Rocket. This is Rock Bottom Star, which has just been taken from their forthcoming album, Low Country.
Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Ah, but note that Ben has moved that show from 6 till 8 p.m. It's now moved from till 10 p.m. to midnight as of this very evening.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Hard enough.
want the same thing, and Betty Boo proves it as she wants to go to the weekend.
I can't wait to get with you. Get me to the weekend. Yeah, the weekend. I can't wait to get with you. Get me to the weekend. Yeah, the weekend. Come and get with you. Yeah, come and get with you. Get me to the weekend. The weekend. The weekend. Come and get with you. Yeah. Get me to the weekend. The weekend. The weekend. I'll go anywhere with you. Friday's never felt so good. A celebration, a mini vacation is so cool.
Betty Boo, get me to the weekend. I'll drink to that for sure. And hold it just where you are as we're another hour of great music. And Margaret Mills will be along at around about 2:30. But to take us to the news at 2 now, it's Frank Turner.
To the east, the road beneath my feet. To the west, but I haven't got there yet. And to the north, never to be caught. To the south, my time is running out. Ever since my childhood, I've been scared, I've been afraid of being trapped by circumstance and staying in one place. So I always keep a small bag full of clothes, carefully stored somewhere secret, somewhere safe.
everywhere I go. I face the horizon is my home. I face the horizon everywhere that I go. I face the horizon.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.